So this morning, I'll be preaching this morning on a topic called Just a Little. Just a Little. You may be thinking, what does that mean? Just a little. It means a lot. Our text for this preaching will be taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 14, from verse 13 to 21. Matthew 14, verse 13 to 21. I want one of my brother to read it, but before we get into that text, you see, this report was given by four reporters in the Bible: Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But this morning, we're going to be checking on the account of every account. But we're going to be referencing every account, but for the text, it's going to be from Matthew. My brother, Matthew 14.
Matthew 14, 13. When Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a deserted place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion towards them, and he healed their sick. 15. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals. But Jesus said unto them, They need not depart, give ye them to eat. And they say unto him, We have here but five loaves and two fishes. He said, Bring them hither to me. 19. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and took the five loaves and the two fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake, and gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled, and they took up of the fragment that remained 12 baskets full. 21. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men, besides women and children.
Praise the living Jesus. This is a message that we all are familiar with. You see, there's something about God that I want us to understand. He specializes in using small things to amaze man, just to reveal his glory. God specializes in using small things. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 27 says, But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. Praise the living Jesus. Praise the living Jesus. You see, God loves to use some little things. Just a little. He uses a stick in the hand of Moses, to just a little stick to depart to separate to make a roll in the Red Sea for the Israelite to pass by. Just a stick. He used a little boy called David, to use a sling and a little stone to bring down the big giant. Just a little. He used a little piece of bread called manna from heaven to feed his people for 40 years. Just a little. What happened to the big one? Just a little. The last one, Elisha and Elijah, when they want to pass by, they use just a little leather mantle that they have. That's what they used to pass. God uses a little stuff. But this morning, what will you do when you have a big problem in front of you and you have a little resources? What will you do? What will you do when the challenges that you have ahead of you is huge, but the resources that you have is really, really small? You have no time to call on help. You have no time to seek for assistance. And this problem is there to consume you. What will you do? And your resources, the help that you have is really small. Praise the living Jesus. You see, this morning, I want us to bring all our solution, all our problem to God. Because he has solution for all our problem. Look at the work right, the world right now with this pandemic. This pandemic has been, it has been good to some people, and it's been really bad for some people. When I say being good, some people are happy. They are even praying the pandemic should not go, because they've achieved a lot. And some people are crying that why? This pandemic has caused a lot of marriage has broken. It has caused a lot of health issue. It has caused a lot of stuff. But no matter what it is, there's still a little thing in there that you have that God can still use to bring you back. It's just a little. Praise the living Jesus. Let's look into our text this morning. This is a story of feeding the 5,000. Feeding the 5,000 men. We always say 5,000 men. Let us do this account together before we get into it. You see, it's difficult to gather men. I'm very sure everybody knows that. When we are having a program to put men together, it's really difficult. For Jesus Christ to have 5,000 men, he has to be Jesus. He has to be Jesus. And one thing I want us to understand is that anywhere we have 5,000 men, I'm very sure. Let me give you the number. Anywhere we have 5,000 men, how many women do you think is gonna be there? Don't let us say it depend on any church program, because they are there to hear the message. And remember something, yes, healing. God is healing the sick. We're gonna have a lot of women there. So, like, how many women do you think we're gonna have there? Because it's women that cares. Women will bring their sick husband. The husband would not really show, you know what, go. If you want to go, I will follow you, I will pray for you. But women will carry their kids. My daughter needs to be healed. My son needs to be healed. So, like, how many women are we looking at? 20,000. Pastor said 20,000. So 20,000 plus 5,000. What are we looking at? 25,000. Hallelujah. So now, during that time, it's a time that this period we have family planning. We are really controlling ourselves. Then they are just. So now look at it. Where you have 5,000 men, and you have 20,000 women. How many children? Hallelujah. Just let's look at it this way. Let's say we have 5,000 men, we have 5,000 women, and we have 5,000 children. Let's look at it. Let's put it as 15,000. That is a lot of people. And look at something. What happened? What led to this incident that happened for the miracle of 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes? Praise the living Jesus. You see, reading this story, there are 5 steps that I just picked out in this story that we have to apply to our daily life, even though the resources that we have is just a little. You see, a lot of people out there hearing me, you may be thinking that there's no hope. You don't have any hope anymore. Your dream, it's gone. You don't have any resources anywhere. My brother, my sister, there's still a little thing in you there that you need to bring up. It's just a little. It's not big stuff. It's just a little. Because what happened is that we human beings, we focus on big stuff. We focus on the big stuff in our life. But there's something in us, very little there, that God has planted in there. And he wants us to discover it. So let's go into this to this text. There are 5 steps that I picked out. Matthew 14, verse 15. Let's start from verse 16. It said that evening the disciple came to him and said, "This is a remote place, and it's already getting late. Send the crowd away so that so they can go to the villagers and buy food for themselves. I want you to look at something there. There are three problems that I found in that verse. Three problems. The first problem is their location. They are in a remote place. How did they get there? Did Jesus call them? Jesus was, if you read verse 13, Jesus was grieving for John the Baptist, because it was when they beheaded John the Baptist, and the news, they passed the news to Jesus Christ. So Jesus, and they've been preaching. The disciples, they are tired. The 12 disciples, they are really tired. So God, Jesus said, let's go inside the boat and take and go to a remote place, just a place to quiet, to grieve, just to relax. That is the plan of Jesus. But what happened? The crowd, I don't know who passed out the information. They know where Jesus is going. And they all rushed down there. 15,000 people. 15,000 people were there. When Jesus get there, he saw them. He has passion on them that, wow. And the man start again preaching, healing them, helping them, giving them the word of God. We don't know the time, but it was getting dark. And the disciple was calling on Jesus that, hey, Father, we need to release these people because this location is bad. That's the first problem, the location. My brother, my sister, where is your location? Where are you located? Where do you pitch your tent? Everything you are hearing is, I want to travel out of the country. Is Canada the right place for you? Maybe your joy and everything is in Nigeria. Maybe it's in China. Maybe it's in India. Did you even talk to God? Did you have one-on-one rapport with Father that, God, where do you want me to go? Are you wasting your time here? Praise the living Jesus. That's number one problem. The second problem I found here is the timing. They said, the disciple says that, and yet they said that it's already getting late. That means it has to be in the evening time. What time are you waking up to realize that, hey, I got to make a move? You're sitting down there, you are not making any move. Praise the living Jesus. The third one is hunger. The crowd are hungry. They are hungry. Christ has been feeding them with the spiritual meal. But when you are hungry, you are hungry. And I'm very sure 15,000 people, for the disciple to approach Christ and said, Christ, we need to release these people. That means that probably some people have been falling down. They've been doing some CPR, whatever, to wake them up, and they realize it's food. They need food. Do they even plan for the trip? Though they came for healing, but do they even have plan? No plan, no water. It's in the desert, in a remote area where there's nothing. Praise the living Jesus. That's, you need to understand the problem. The second step, because of our time, the second step that we need to understand in this text is verse 16. Verse 16 of Matthew 14, verse 16 says that, he said, but Jesus said, that isn't necessary. You feed them. Let's look at Mark. I love Mark's account. Let's look at what Mark says. Mark 6:37. He said, but Jesus said, you feed them with what they ask. That's NLT. Please, can you let's use New King James Version, please. New King James, please. If you have it. Okay. He answered them and said to them, you give them something to eat. It's an instruction. You give them something to eat. And they said to him, shall we go and buy? 2,000, blah, blah, blah. That is the currency that they are spending there. But what I want us to pick there is that you give them something to eat. It's an order. God said that the disciples should feed them. But at that moment, the disciples, they've lost their faith. At that moment, they've lost their faith. They've lost their faith. So God used that opportunity as a teaching moment for them because of their faithlessness. No, Jesus Christ now asks them. If you look at verse 38 of that Mark, verse 38. But he said to them, how many loaves do you have? Let's look at verse 38. But he said to them, how many loaves do you have? Brothers and sisters, what do you have? What do you have? You see, one thing about it is that if you do not recognize what you have, you can never multiply it. Because you need to have something. If you want that thing to be multiplied, you need to recognize it. What do you have? There's a little thing in you that you need to discover. It's just a little. It's not big. It's a little. Brother and sister, what do you have? What do you have? You see, when Jesus asked them, what do they have? When I was preparing myself, I look at it. We have 15,000 people sitting there. They're all standing, some people standing, some people lying down, 15,000 people. And remember, how many disciples? Just only 12. Let's look at that. 12 disciples. And they said, what do you have? Jesus asked them, what do they have? At that moment, nobody knows. I know there's a 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. That's what they have. But how did they discover it? Now, brother Andrew. Andrew was the one that discovered it. If we read John chapter 6 from verse 8 to 9. It says, Andrew discovered the boy. John chapter 6. Let's open to John chapter 6. Yeah. And one of the disciples, Andrew, who is Peter's brother, said to him, the next one, there is a lady here who had 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. 5 barley loaves. I don't even want to use that word belly, because belly is not, when I was Googling, researching it, it's not a good loaf of bread. It's not the rich one. I'm very sure the mother just packed that lunch. Boy, you are going, just go. But let me tell us a miracle. When they were counting the people there, they forget about the young boy. And it's the boy that has the miracle that will feed everybody there. You see, just a little. You see, all the focus is on men. But who have the miracle? The little boy. And there's something I want us to look at. When Jesus said they should bring what they have. Andrew, I don't know how Andrew discovered this boy among 15 people. I'm very sure when they were talking to Jesus Christ, maybe the boy just had his lunch bag and he was kicking on stone. Seriously, because I was like, how come? He was kicking on stone. And I'm very sure probably the boy had the lunch, was looking at his friend. Ooh, I have a lunch. You don't have. Because if the lunch is in the boy's bag, Andrew will not know that there's a lunch there. And at that moment, they were so worried. They were sitting down. Where are we going to find something? Where are we going to find something? Among 15,000 people. Are they going to be, who have lunch? Who have lunch? No. I'm very sure the boy is chasing his friend that, ooh, I have a lunch. You know, when the kids are teasing themselves, you don't have, look at mine. And Andrew saw the boy. And he did not collect the lunch from the boy. He asked the boy to come to Jesus. Look at the protocol. Look at it. You see, in the process, a lot of people will receive blessing. In the process of your miracle, a lot of people will receive blessing. I'm very sure taking the boy to Jesus Christ, the first thing Jesus will do is that God bless you. Do you know that? If the mother knows that the lunch I'm making today is going to feed 15,000 people, I'm very sure he's going to put some tuna, some very good butter, and he's going to package it very well. But he doesn't know. She doesn't even have any clue. Praise the living Jesus. That is, they recognize what Jesus asked them, what do you have? They now give Jesus Christ the boy, and they give out the five loaves of bread and the fish. But one thing I want us to understand is that miracle takes time. Look at the procedure. You remember that the people are still there, they are hungry. But in that process, it's not something that will happen in 20 minutes. It's not something that will happen in 30 minutes. I'm very sure they were searching for the boy. They brought the lunch. Jesus prayed for the boy, and they collect the lunch. They gave it to lunch. And what's the next thing Jesus said? Jesus said, in the second, the third, the next step that we have there is that Jesus said, give it. They hand over the lunch. They hand it over to Jesus Christ. That's step three. You see, that thing that you have, that little thing, why can't you hand it over to Jesus and see what he's going to do? You see, that little idea that you have, that plan, that dream, hand it over to Jesus. Hand it over to God in prayer. You cannot do it with your tiny brain. You cannot do it with your tiny brain. You need God's help. You need his support. Matthew 14:18. Matthew 14:18. That's the third step. Matthew 14:18. He says that, and at that time, and he said, bring them to me. Bring what? Bring the loaf of bread. Why can't you? God is asking you, bring your problem to me. You can't handle it. Don't stress yourself. I love this thing. I learned this from our pastor. Pastor will say, don't stress yourself with your tiny brain. It's not, you don't just give it unto God. How God will do it, that's not your problem. He gave us a full invitation right now. Bring them to me. Praise the Lord. The step four. And look at something. We are now in the step four. Remember, miracle takes time. People are still there, hungry. And I'm very sure this happened in the evening. What says the time now? It's getting darker. It's getting darker. People are hungry. A lot of time, we are expecting God to do it. And we are complaining. God is working our miracle out. It's a process. He doesn't jump into it. It's a process. And look at the way he's processing it. Look at the way he's coming. Some people are there. They don't know what's going on. They don't know what's happening at the back. But for them to eat, they are hungry. For them to eat, some disciples are working. They are doing the logistic to get the boy to do all those things. It takes time. Don't be panicked. Why are we worried? Why are you worried? Because of your son, the doctor gave you a report. That is just the report from the doctor. That is not the final say. The land of Canada gave you a letter to leave the country in a couple of months. Thank you. Give it to him. Bring the letter to God. The landlord sent you out of your house that you should move out of the house. And then hand it over to God. Hand it over to him. Remember the title, Just a Little. And look at everything God has been using. We haven't heard anything about big president's son. or this, or minister's son, or minister just a little. Just a little. Just a little. Let's go to the next one. The next one, the next step is after they hand over the bread to God, to Jesus, what happened next? That's, let's go to the account of Luke. Luke chapter 9, verse 14. Luke chapter 9, verse 14. And it says, for there were about 5,000 men. Then he said to his disciple, make them sit down in group of 50. Hallelujah. You see, you need to be organized. Our God is a God, is very organized. You need to have a structure. A lot of people want to have a dream, but they don't have a structure, don't have a plan. You had a dream, you don't have a plan. Yes, your dream is really nice, but where's the plan? Let's look at it. Let's look at it. Everybody, look at me. Stop writing. Look at me. Okay, look at it now. Jesus, look at the crowd. Jesus is looking at, in the book, we are looking at 5,000 people. But on a good day, we are looking close to like 15,000. As pastor say, about 20, maybe 50,000. And let's focus on 5,000 people. The first thing Jesus says is that, let them sit down in 50s. So if 50 people are sitting down, that would be in 100, right? That would be in 100. So now look at something. Remember, the audience, they are hungry. They are hungry. And the disciple, we only have 12 disciples. Just imagine 12 people controlling 5,000 people. We are following what the Bible says, 5,000. They are more than 5,000. So how many hours do you think it's going to take them to sit people down, especially people that they are hungry? Hungry people. How many hours do you think? Especially the little kids, they are crying. Ah, mommy, yay, I'm hungry, I'm hungry, I'm hungry, I'm hungry. And the God, Jesus said, sit them down in 50s. In 50s. And something there, he said, sit them down. That means that if they are sitting down, and they are, Jesus and the disciple are standing, they will be able to see what's going on. Look at planning. Look at structure. Sometimes we look at some people, they want to give us something, and they will just bring out money, they want to throw it out, and they will, if Jesus should just pray and the miracle just happen like that, and the 5 loaves of bread and the fish just come up, boom, what's going to happen? Do you know, they will run over Jesus Christ. They will step on Jesus. A lot of casualty. Before you know it, they will sue him. Yes. They will sue him. They will sue him. And people will be, it's going to be in the Bible that during the miracle, 20,000 people died because they are looking for food. But what happened? Jesus said they should all sit down in 50s. And when there are some things that it's in the Bible, that there are some things that the Bible did not state, which I think it happened. Sit down, and probably they should put like a mat in front of them. Just put it in front of them. I'm very sure that's what happened. Because without that, I don't see how the miracle is going to be fulfilled. So they all sat down with a mat in front of them. Like that would be like their dining table. They all sat down in probably 300. So after that, what happened? They all rushed to Jesus again. Jesus, they are all sitting. What's the next? Nothing. And this is where I want us to be, to take very serious. And Jesus Christ have the lunch, the 5 loaves of bread and the fish, and he raised it up. He raised it up. Let's look at the account of Mark. Mark 6:41. Mark 6:41. Mark 6:41. He said, and when he had taken the 5 loaves And the two fish, he look up to heaven and bless. Praise the Lord. Let's stop there. And blessed. You see, the word blessed means thanksgiving. The word blessed means thanks. He raised the loaf up and is thanking God. My brother, my sister, are you thanking God for what you have that is not enough? Are you thanking God for what you have that is not enough? Are you thanking God for the job that you have? Though you are praying for six-figure job, but as of now, you have only two-figure job. Are you even thanking God? Are you even thanking God for what you have? Praise the living Jesus. I have a friend of mine. It's a brother. We both worship together. Everybody knows this brother. So we're chatting one day, and when we were talking, he says he's into IT security, whatever. And I'm working in a healthcare setting. So I look at him and I'm like, oh, bros, I want to be able to do what you are doing. You get what I mean? He said, oh, I can train you. You know, I can train you. I'm not going to mention his name, but some of you know the person I'm talking about. He was just in with the British accent. I'm going to train you, Mr. T. I'm going to train you. I'm like, train me. Okay. We set up a time. My wife said, honey, talk to him. Let him train you. Okay. He gave me a 30-minute coaching. The guy started talking. And I was looking at this guy. Seriously, do you know what I'm looking at? I'm listening to his accent. I'm telling you. The first 20 minutes, the guy was chatting. I didn't even understand what he was saying. I'm like, Mr. T, are you getting it? Yes, I'm getting it. You know what? You don't thank God for what you have, but you saw other people and you believe that because God has brought them there, God have a plan for everybody. God have a plan for you. My plan is different from yours. I was looking at him. I'm like, I go home. My wife said, Alpha. I said, yeah. I said, what did you? I said, man, that guy, the accent is serious. Now I want to be speaking like him. I'm like, my own accent, I know is best. It's okay. But that one is fantastic. But later on, along the line, the person that I'm looking up called me one day. Hey, Mr. T. That thing that you're doing, I'm interested. I'm like, what I'm doing, you are interested in what I'm doing, but I'm looking up to you, brethren. You see, that little thing you have, you have to make use of it. Give it unto God. Let God rerun it for you. You see, for you to have it in your life, it's not there for a purpose. It's not there for just to be there for nothing. It's there for a purpose. It's there for a purpose. A lot of people will see people starting a business, everybody will rush down there. You have your own idea. Your own is there for you. But this one opened this, everybody rush there. Boom. And they forget, and by the time they got there, they put everything together, it doesn't work out, and they start complaining. I do this, I try this. Is it yours? It's not even yours. Praise the living Jesus. But the little job you have, are you thanking God? Did you even thank God for what you have? You see, if we thank God more, God will take us to another level. Maybe it's only thanking God that we really need. Let's appreciate him more. You have a marriage that it's not working out. Thank God that you even married. Because God will make the man a good man, and it will make the woman a better woman. Some people don't want to even marry. They don't even have anybody. You have a house. Your house is really small, and you are complaining. Thank God that you have one. And tell God that, God, I know that for you giving me this one, another one is coming. Appreciate him. Praise the living Jesus. Appreciate him. Hallelujah. Yeah. The fifth one, the fifth step that I noticed here, the fifth step, he said that when he took the bread, he blessed the bread. You see, the miracle is not in the blessing of the bread. That's not where the miracle is. The miracle is after blessing it, what happened? Look at it. He said, he raised up the bread, he looked up to heaven, blessed, and broke the loaf and gave them to his disciples to set before them. Praise the Lord. You see, the miracle isn't breaking. And the breaking means is an action. What are you doing? You are just sitting down there praying, fasting. You are not making any move. With the little thing that God has given you, make a move. Don't sit down and believe that God will come from heaven. God has blessed it already. You've handed it over to him. They've handed it over to Jesus. And Jesus blessed God. Thank God for it. And he gave it back to them. God has given you back that little thing. When Jesus gave it back to them, it's not 70,000 things that he gave. He only gave the 5 loaves. Even break it in pieces. And he gave it back to the disciple. And what happened? I'm very sure the disciple lined up. And he started putting it in the disciple. Putting it in their tray. And remember, everybody was sitting in what? In 50s. So I'm very sure what Jesus did is that he gave them the bread and the fish, put one in Peter's tray, put one in Andrew, cut it into pieces, put it in all their trays, and they were all going around, and they are just putting it on the mat that they put together. As soon as the bread touches the mat, what happened? It multiplied. Because I won't lie to you, for 15,000 people with 5 loaves, it's not possible for you to be sharing it. Oh yeah, take yours. It's not possible. They have to put it there. And as they are hitting, it's coming. As they are hitting, the bread started multiplying. It started multiplying. What are you doing with the gift God has given you? You are sitting down there. You are just complaining. You are just put it into action. Put it into action. Go out there and start something. Go out there and start something. That little thing God has given to you, don't follow people's race. Don't follow other people's dream. Don't follow other people's plan. You have your own plan. You have the plan that God has given unto you. Put it into action. Is in breaking the blessing. The miracle is in breaking. The miracle is not in the blessing. The miracle is in the breaking of the bread. Is in the breaking of the bread. As they were breaking the bread started multiplying. It started multiplying. Praise the living Jesus. And after they all fed, they were okay. And what happened next? You see, God that we serve is a covenant-keeping God. He always makes provision for extra. I'm very sure for 15,000 to eat, I'm very sure a lot of people, they will eat the fish, they will eat the bread, and they will be filled. They will take extra. Some people will put extra in their pocket, take away. You know how people, human behavior. And after everything, they gather the rest. They still have 12 more baskets. You see, God's blessing overflow. God's blessing overflow. If God blesses you, the blessing will overflow. It's guaranteed. The blessing will overflow. Brethren, My brother, my sister, look at your life today. There's something, you have something, a little thing in you that you need to hand over to God. Hand it over to Him. Let Him multiply that gift, that dream, that job, that plan of yours. Hand it over to Him. Let Him multiply it. Let Him multiply it. Let Him take it to the level that you want. He's the only one that can do it. Praise the living Jesus. Praise the living Jesus. I will encourage us this morning, this afternoon, that let's change our plan. Let's change our plan. Let's change our thinking. The way we think, let's change it. Let's rise up on our feet. I don't know if you are blessed with this word. It's not a preaching. It's just a one-on-one talk. Let's raise our hands up and just release everything to Him. Those of you watching us from home, just raise your hand. Just release everything back to Him. Tell Him that you need Him. If you need to go on your ask for forgiveness, ask for forgiveness and just give it back to Him. Give it back to Him. Let Him bless it for you and give it back to you for you to continue to break, to be breaking it, for you to put it into action. Give it back to Him first. That idea, that plan of yours, that husband, that marriage, that sick child, that challenge, that problem that you have, that letter that has been sent to you, give it back to Him. Raise it up. Raise it up. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Our Father and our God, we just thank you, Daddy. Daddy, we bless your holy name, Lord. Daddy, there's nowhere to go. We have nowhere to go. Daddy, we depend on you. We rely on you. Daddy, we are giving all our issue, all our problem, all our situation. We're handing it over to you. Daddy, help us, oh Lord. Have mercy on us. Daddy, have mercy on us. Daddy, have mercy on us. What we are giving to you, it's our problem. It's our issue. Daddy, have mercy on us. Ancient of this will bless your name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.